the volume up. It's Love the Talk Radio Show.
All right. Hey, welcome to the Bobby Eaton Show. This is where we tell our stories our way out of the heart of Black Wall Street Tulsa 1921 massacre. And we want all you guys to tune in. You can tune in by checking in at KBOB899.com, you know, Facebook Live or, you know, YouTube, anything. So we tell our stories our way. Nothing scripted. We just down-to-earth regular people up in the house right here. And we do our show. Well, I do my show every Monday, 6 p.m., Wednesday, 6 p.m., and like today from 12 noon to 2 o'clock. So you can dial the number 646-716-5525, and don't forget to press that one button. Boy, we got a great show going on today. WHOW with Crystal Ifakaya and friends. I got to get a little bit of, you know, get that together. It's an empowerment women's group, and we're going to be speaking with them and talking about a variety of different things here on the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way. Hey, we're raising money for Vans. We're taking our youth, the Juice Radio Show, to New York. Yep, we're going to the Breakfast Club, and we're going to take the Juice Radio Show up there in October, and we're raising funds. So if you would like to donate or help us, you can go to, Cash App is Juice Radio Show, Cash App, PayPal, I can't even talk today, PayPalMe.Bobby Eaton or something like that, or just Google it, you know, Google it all if you can't remember all of this there. So we're trying to help the youth, and that's what we do. We do empowerment. We are working the community. We're not just a radio station, so let's get that understood. I mean, we do community trash pickups, community festivals. We give away backpacks around Thanksgiving. We pass out turkeys. We do all kind of stuff in our community to bring about some unity and some inspiration to make somebody feel good, you know. So that's what it is. It's a feel-good kind of situation. Me and my vice president, Ramal, the hometown, Heat Brown, my son, Trey Eaton, and Dean Finley, us men, we get together and come in there. Also, we just added Miss Jennifer Brown, you know, so we love some Jennifer. And we do things to create and make things go well. I want to thank Crystal for helping us get some business taken care of, which she did. And I want to just give a shout out to her. And that's what's going on. Okay, Greenwood Rising Museum is back open again. I was at an event also last night at 36 Event Center. You know, brother J.B. Smooth and crew and the Molly men were doing a swing out kind of deal. You know, I was like up in there like, I mean, they swinging all around, twisting around and doing all kind of stuff up in there. So that was kind of different. I've seen them before. I can't swing out, y'all, so don't even worry about it. But it was a good event, and it's good when we can have some fun, F-U-N, some fun, you know, and everything don't have to be gridiron, just grind, 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 because I do a lot of that all the time, you know, but we can do that. Back Wall Street, I want to let you guys know that I've been attached to Keep Hope Alive, Jesse Jackson simulcast, you know, out of Chicago, so you can listen to me every Sunday at 9:30 on that simulcast. You know, and that's a great thing. I mean, I get on there, Eric, Mike Dyson, and all them be on there, and I be from Tulsa, Oklahoma, just talking this radio talk and this Black Wall Street talk, you know, so it's a privilege for me to be even a part of that. I've been doing a lot of interviews in different states, different cities, Harlem, New York radio station, San Bernardino, Alabama, other places like that, telling our stories about Black Wall Street. They want to be attached to someone here. And the radio station is a way of them being attached. So I welcome all of you who are listening and all of you, wherever you're at. Get in touch with us. I'm going to give you some information right quick. You can reach us at EatonMusic2@gmail.com. Again, that's EatonMusic, 2@gmail.com, you know. Or, you know, you can just, if you're in Tulsa, you can come by 1533 North Norfolk Avenue and drop off a donation or just sit and chat. Or if you got any ideas or something that you like to do, talk to me about it and we can make it happen. All right. Well, hey, we're going to take a little break. We're going to bring up WHOW, Wow. I guess that's what it's called. Wow group, you know what I mean? Women's Empowerment Group. So stick around. Tell a family member. Tell a friend. 646-716-5525. And we don't want you to forget to call in and things like that. Let me get myself together. All right. Be right back.
All new KBOB 89.9 FM, Black on Black Community Radio.
Whoa. Oh, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our sea. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be, God's mother. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby have a chance. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more do you from that mercy can't you stand? Ooh, oh, 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 oh,
COVID-19, beyond boundaries. It's time to move beyond, connect beyond, celebrate beyond, live beyond. And the vaccine is our best shot at getting there. Get your free vaccine at vaccinate918.com today. Brought to you by the Tulsa Health Department.
Did you know that sickle cell disease affects people from all races and ethnicities? Sickle cell disease can look like you, and sickle cell disease can look like me. You can carry the sickle cell trait and never even know it. The state of Oklahoma and the Supporters of Families with Sickle Cell Disease Incorporated, your are invested in educating Oklahomans about sickle cell disease and other inherited blood disorders and traits. For more information, visit us at www.oksickleinfo.org.
Last Stop Lawn Maintenance and Landscaping is hiring today. Must have a valid driver's license and must have a 2 years verifiable experience mowing and lawn maintenance with the company. Strict attendance policy is required. Honest, dependable, and team-oriented. No sex offenses or crime against children. Must apply online at www.laststoplawnmaintenance.com. Apply today.
All right. Hey, welcome back to the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way. Oh, man. Y'all ought to see what I got off in here. Boy, I got a bunch of women up in here. Ooh, I'm feeling good. All right. Miss Crystal Ifakoya, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
You're doing wonderful. Did
yes.
I say that right?
You did.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
You know, a lot of people probably get that mixed up, huh?
Yes, they do.
They do, huh?
Yeah.
Well, hey, welcome to the show. You know, this is where we tell our stories our way. And we want you to tell the story of WOW and how it came about.
So WOW started, I had a very hard child life and landed myself in a shelter. And while there was a lot of different resources there. And those resources, I felt like everyone should know about these resources. I didn't really do anything with it then, but later I went back to school because another woman, which is actually my best friend, she enrolled in school. I enrolled in school too. And I had to write about a subject in my on my thesis and the different papers that I wrote, and I decided to write about a company or an organization that helped women, and they had accountants, they had women that had all these different skills, and with those skills, they were able to help other women to become better. Well, my instructor liked the idea so much that he said, "Is this a real organization?" And I said, "No, I made it up." And he said, "You should consider making this a real organization." And from there, I took the steps in 2008, of August 8th of 2008, exactly, we became a real nonprofit organization.
Well, great. That's fantastic. So 2008, right?
Yes.
And so you've been moving on along and
yes.
building the brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how many people are attached to your organization?
So right now we have active members. We have 72 active members.
Oh, really?
Yes. We have over 1,000 women in our network group on Facebook, and we have over 9,000 likes on Facebook as well. We send out a newsletter to over 2,500 women every single month.
That is great. And the purpose of your business is to empower women?
Yes. Our mission is to empower women to improve their economic status through education, employment, and entrepreneurship. So in essence, helping them to go back to school, advance in their career, or start their own business.
Great, great, great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've noticed that, and I'm going to just come on out here with it, that there is a movement where women are stepping up to the plate. You know, around this United States of America, not just in Tulsa, but around, period.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think has caused that?
Well, for me personally, I think the reason why so many women are stepping up is because they feel the push to want to do something more. They want to create a better environment. And of course, women are the nurturers. And in order for the world to be a better place, women have to be in the rightful place of being good mothers. Good mm-hmm. wives, good leaders in the community. Mm-hmm. But the big push is really from an inward push of wanting to see a better world, a better place. And with, you know, in the Black community, of course, a lot of men are not in the home like they should be. And I can't say a lot. There are situations where men are not in the home. And when that happens, women have to step up to the plate. They have to take over. They have to take that leadership role. So when they do
now,
that.
That's not all men. That's
no,
just some
that's
men.
Just some men.
Well, let's get that clear.
So, and that's
you know.
Why I said a lot, and there isn't a lot. There are some some good men out
there.
Some
great
men
out
here doing great things.
I know a lot of great men.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, a whole
you're
bunch.
One of them.
Oh,
huh?
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, one of them and single.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
hey, okay.
You know.
We got a single bachelor women. Women helping other women. If you're looking,
well,
Bobby is on the list.
I come with a lot now.
Okay.
You know, so that's all good. That's all good. Bobby come with a lot.
Yes.
But anyway. Introduce the panel who we have right here and, you know, so we can know who they are.
So today we have the wonderful Miss Tamora Henderson.
Oh, I know Tamora.
Yes, mm-hmm. She is the president of our organization, Women Helping Other Women. She is greatly in the community, coming up with ideas. Matter of fact, this book idea was her idea in birthing it. So I really am glad that she's on board with her great ideas and doing great things in the community. Next, I have Miss Leslie. Leslie is also on the board. She is our membership chair. She has been influential to the membership this year and making it grow to another level. I mean, ever since she's come on the board, we went to another level. So I'm very thankful for her. And then sitting next to Miss Leslie Simon is the wonderful Miss Victoria. I'm not even going to try her last name.
Victoria,
you.
Tell us what your last name is.
My last name is Udebua.
Yeah.
Udebua. That is so beautiful. So Miss Victoria is actually been a part of the WOW team doing our waiting room. It's a podcast just for single ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So her and Ashley is another one. She's not here today.
Mm-hmm.
But they have been doing the podcast for the WOW organization. Yep.
Okay.
That's the crew.
Mm-hmm. That's the crew, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Right. So. You guys strategize and get together and create, you know, on a regular basis, or is that sometime? How do you do that?
Every second Saturday we have an event. That event is open and usually free to the public, and it is an event where you can get skills on how to go back to school, how to advance in your career, how to start your own business. We support local businesses. We also have an initiative where online, of course, we have the waiting room. You can become a mentor. We have sponsorship opportunities. We also are launching the Dream Life program, and we've partnered with the Dream Center to be able to bring that. I am mm-hmm. so excited about that. Pastor Tim and Marquise, they have been mm-hmm. influential in making this happen. That starts in February, and it is free if you qualify for the program, but if not, there is a price that you have to pay, but you will get the skills you need to go to the next level. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it is going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of thought has been put into the curriculum for this program, so
mm-hmm.
we are always doing and looking for exciting new things to do in the community. We're the hub, and we help women to get out there in the community and make the community better.
Mm-hmm.
And not just women, men too. We
mm-hmm.
have men partners. We have men members
mm-hmm.
that have been a part of WOW since the beginning.
Explain what the acronym WOW, W-H-O-W, what does that mean?
It's WOW is Women Helping Other Women.
Okay.
It is literally what that stands for. It is women linking in, learning new things, growing from what they learn, and empowering others to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when you look at a W, it is literally someone holding up their hands with, you know, if you hold up your hands, it makes the shape of a W. So if you hold up your hands and you hold someone else's hands, that goes even further. Our mission is to have everyone holding up, holding
mm-hmm.
each other accountable and helping people up, not holding them down. Because
mm-hmm.
that is a mentality that we found in a lot of communities, in a lot of poverty-stricken communities. They start to bring each other down instead of building each other up, building
mm-hmm.
up characters. They're tearing each other down, and that's not what we want. We want to move forward.
Yeah. Some of the other ladies, how you guys feel about this program and what's going on? Let's get into you guys right quick.
Well, I'm going to speak first. I actually met Crystal in college.
Oh, what college was that?
We attended the University of Phoenix, and
okay.
kind of just, I mean, you know how you meet somebody, it's just an instant
connection
there.
Right.
We never lost the connect. Even though some years passed through there, we
yes.
still kind of picked up where we left off. So it was like a divine destination that we met each other.
Was that here in Tulsa?
Here
yes.
in Tulsa, mm-hmm. yes. And I absolutely love what WOW stands for.
Mm-hmm.
I love the mission of WOW. I love the vision of WOW. And I love how it does empower all of us to get together as powerful women, because this room here is full of powerful women that I bow down to every day. Like, oh, I'm just grateful to be in their presence, you know?
Yes.
And so it's been very, 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 very instrumental in my life for me making some powerful decisions that I need to make. So I really do just appreciate, wow.
Have you been a part of the membership for how long now?
How long
you guys been?
Since she started it.
Yes. So you've been you're a founding, one of the founding members.
She's been there for a very long time.
Yes.
I mean, I kind of, you know, went in another direction. That's a good thing about, like, wow, it lets you be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
yes.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I went another direction, but I would, you know, step in every once in a while, like, what do you need? What do you need?
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, or was it this year?
It's been 2 years now.
Yeah. And this year she made me the president of it. And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to claim it. You know?
I'm going to claim it, huh?
But it's good.
All right. What about you?
Well, I met Crystal in 2016, and I was selling health products. And I just kind of went to one of her events. And I was just there, and I just really just didn't want to be on the forefront. I wanted to be in the back. And she has mentored me over the years to show who I am, you know, always put my good foot forward and just be the amazing person that she's pulled out of me.
Okay, so were you kind of shy and kind of in the background?
I was. I set up my table, and it was a pretty, you know, pretty table.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of wanted to sit there, and I had my daughter with me. And I really wanted my daughter to just see. I didn't want to really, like, talk. And Crystal came over there, and she was like, I'm holding the camera away, and I'm going to give you a few seconds,
mm-hmm.
but I'm coming back with the camera, and you got to say something. And when she came back and she put the camera on me, I was like, hi. So I got the call to be on her board, and I was just excited.
Were you excited?
Oh, my God. I was so excited. I was running through the house. My kids was like, what's the matter with you? I was like, I'm going to be on the board of an organization that really has truly poured into me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, a lot of people say they're going to do a lot of things.
Right.
And a lot of organizations say that. But when you have one that has kept up with you, I didn't never have to reach out to her. She reached out to me consistently.
Yes.
Like, what can I do? What can I help you? So much that she taught me how to work my computer.
So you weren't computer savvy when you met her, huh?
Not at all. And we're still working with that.
That's one you're working on, huh?
Yeah.
Great. Well, it sounds good. Sound like a good fellowship and stuff like that. Victoria.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing, Victoria?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Yes, I've been a member of WOW for about 6 to 7 months. I met Crystal at one of the networking mixers that they had downtown, and it really just, it was an incredible moment. She is the embodiment of women helping other women. And, you know, with regard to the questions you had asked before, if we're trying to make the world a better place, it's so important for us to be collaborative. And that's who she showed herself to be from the very moment that I met her. And so when she was telling me about her organization, when she was telling about the different projects, the different ideas that she has, that she's just needing people to get behind and support, I couldn't not be a part of that. So often we see the opposite pushed into the world, dog eat dog, this, and stepping on other people to get to where you need to be. And so it's a beautiful thing to be a part of an organization that focuses on not just trying to better ourselves individually, but how we can come together, build bridges so that we can bring other people along too and get them to be the best versions of themselves and let that continue to pay forward.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys stepping up to the plate to do this kind of work because, as you know, we live in a world, 2021, where images of women and men are portrayed in such sometimes in such a negative way. I mean, you got the Cardi B's and I'm just Bobby talking and the Megan and the Stat and they out there twerking and doing this and running around and, you know, talking about the WAP and all of that kind of stuff, you know, and all that negativity coming out from all. And some of the younger people attach themselves to these people, you know, because I think some of them haven't been raised or taught in a certain way. So when they go out in the public, they act just like these people. You know, and that's the guys too, you know what I mean? So we live in a world where that's going on. how can we get our youth and our young people to understand what it's like to be a woman and a wife, if you choose to be a woman or a wife? What can we do? What can you guys do? Because now us men can't, you know, we can't, we don't know nothing because we're two different species. You know, you're a woman, I'm a man. God made it like that, you know. So I, nothing Bobby Eaton did. God, he put that together right there. But you guys are doing something so positive, what I can hear and what I could obtain from what I'm listening to, that what is it that we can encourage these younger people, these young people who then lost it? You know, some of them have lost it. Now, I'm not talking about all young people, because sometimes young people get a bad rap, and it's a whole bunch of good young people out there. I think it's more good than it is bad, you know what I mean, to be honest with you, because I work with a lot of young people, and they're positive, they're movers and shakers, and they want to go out and get involved in things, female and male, you know, so. But you ain't going to see that on TV. You know, they're not going to protect, you know, they're not going to put that on the media or nothing. It's just kind of like the news people here, like in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and pretty wherever you're at here on the globe, they only portray African-Americans in a negative light. You never see any of the good stories or the good organizations. You don't see WOW on TV. You know what I mean? You're not going to see, you know, the good things. So what do you think that we can go about educating our young African-American youth about what it's like to be a female, a good female, or a male, or whatever it may be? What do you think?
Well, it starts with, the first thing that comes to mind is leading by example. A lot of times, the examples that young youth have, like I have my grandmother, and she was a wonderful example of how to be a housewife. She was also in a very domestic violence situation. I had my mother who was, you know, living life on the edge. She was doing her own thing. So the examples that I had were a really strong black woman, and then I had a really wild black woman that, and those two were vastly different. So I had to create my own way. I had to figure out what that looks like. So the more that women start to lead their families from a point of, I want to see you do this, and not just say it, but actually live it. So they're setting examples for their children. They're creating funds for their children. They're making sure their children go to school. They're making sure their children have something to eat. And then if they don't have those things, they connect with organizations like WOW or the other free organizations to get them to that level. But it takes some accountability. It's going to take people working together. And I always think of in the book, and I really should save this for Leslie, but training up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they shall not depart from it. That's in the Bible.
That's biblical.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, what better way is there? But to train your children means repetition. If they fall, they mess up, you remind them daily. Moment as the moment happens, you can't let it slip, because if they see that it's okay or there's no consequence for my actions, then they'll continue down that path of thinking it's okay to act this way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the bitter reality is that you're leaving that person for the world to have to deal with. You're leaving this person to fend for themselves and to figure it out on their own. And what happens when you try to figure things out on your own? You make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, you
and
do.
Those mistakes can be deadly.
Mm-hmm. It can be. Do you think that a lot of times we are raised, when we're raised as children, we emulate our parents or our, you know, if you're in a domestic situation, you see your mama or your daddy out there smashing, you know what I mean, and doing stuff crazy, then you just emulate that because you think that's the way you're supposed to be?
Totally do.
Yeah.
I know me personally, I don't want to tell too much because, you know, my father is still in the community, but I'll say not having a father role in my life led me to go out there and seek for love from other people. And it led me down a road of just being a thought. There's no other way to put it. I was in a very bad situation.
You was a thought.
I was a thought. I was a thought. Yes,
right.
I was.
Okay.
I'm not proud of it,
uh-huh.
But I can say that I overcame that. And I'm glad that I did, because some people are still living in that situation. And it's hard to rise out of that if you're always seeking love, if you're looking for love, you'll look for it in the wrong places. And the unfortunate part, I attracted people that look like my father. I attracted people that looked like my grandfather. I attracted people that looked like my community.
Mm-hmm.
And my community was a community of people that didn't have it together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were a few that did and made it out of the hood. But for the most part, the majority of the people, my examples were examples of people that thought it was okay to beat on women, thought it was okay to pimp women. It was okay to have 4 and 5 women at the same time. So who am I to go against
you
that?
You grew up in the pimp age?
I grew up in the hood.
In the pimp age.
Several of my uncles and cousins were pimps.
I thought pimps were dead by the time you were.
No, they were not.
That.
They were
undercover.
They were very. Mm-hmm. No, these weren't even undercover.
So,
I couldn't say that.
On that part of it right there, you grew up in a rough, bad environment.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody didn't grow up like that.
No.
You know, there were people who grew up in some good, wholesome environments with mother and father in the house. They didn't see the domestic violence or the alcohol or the drugs or something like that, and others did. You know, I understand how that works, you
mm-hmm.
know. And normally when that happens, you grow up in a rough, bad environment. You have children that you raise kind of the same way. They grow up with the same habits, doing the same thing. Now, next thing you know, your son's going to prison, you know, and got into some trouble, or your daughter has had a baby at 14, you know, 15 years old, acting out on the same behavior that they've learned.
Because
that's learned all behavior. And if you're not mentoring your children at a young age, like some of these babies I see in here or whatever, if you're not on top of them at the early age and telling them the truth of life rather than fabricating some lies and having them out there, you're going to lose out. And they're going to lose out. And then when they become of age, 16, 17, 18, it's too late. And they're going to step to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And challenge you, you know, within your own home. You know, maybe some may even run away or do something or come back a few days. You know, so you got to do the right thing. And I tell parents about that all the time, about how, especially the young men, you know, I'm on a young men's side because I know they need some mentorship. They need some guidance. Some of them don't know how to. See, I was raised a little bit different. I'm a little older guy. I know how to paint, saw, plumb, electric, all of that stuff. I know how to. Bobby, you know how to do that. You know what I mean? Because I was taught how to do it. You know what I mean? Even though I got a radio station and my hand's a little soft now, you know what I mean? But I still know how to do that type of work. So I teach my sons how to do that kind of stuff. You got to be able to pass it down. But some of the young guys that I've come in contact with have never experienced any of that. So, but they know how to play PlayStation. You know, they can get on that PlayStation, play them games all day and all night and be just consumed with that lifestyle of technology. You know, they can tell you a little bit about some technology.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, technology won't always pay the bills for you.
Yeah, if you don't use it in the right way.
You don't use it in the right way. And so as far as I'm concerned, the technology is good. I like technology. I'm a technical old man. You know, I love it. You know what I mean? Because I use it for good.
Right.
You know, I don't use it for – you ain't going to never see me watching no women twerk and all of that, no porno and all that stuff. I don't just – you know, to each his own, but I don't just do that for me. I use it for research. Me and Crystal was going back and forth the other day in some business. You know, and doing some business. And I was just like, yeah, I like, she on it. She's showing
very
me
much
some,
so.
She's showing me some stuff, introducing me to some things that I didn't actually know, and I'm open-eared to hear it.
Yeah.
But I think if you do the right thing, that you'll have a better life, you know, a better life. And you can be, and a lot of that has to be with your spiritual being within yourself. You know what I mean? Because, see, Bobby Eaton don't have no heaven and hell to put nobody in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have that, but I can be the best me that I can be.
Yeah.
Going out there.
Bobby, can I just chime in on that?
You can go.
I know for me, growing up, being, we had a large family. It was 7 of us. I was a twin. So we had to go to the family cycle of having to share everything with everybody, like clothes and shoes and hand-me-downs mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Then we grew up in the projects. I'm a project baby.
Project
and I'm
baby.
Proud to be a project baby because mm-hmm. it taught me, you know, some areas. Then I had to, we grew up on the welfare system where I had to watch, you know, my mom. We grew up in a time where they actually did home visits where they came and looked at the home and all those kind of stuff. I grew up in that era. And my mom, she did everything that she could, that she knew within her power to do the raise of seven kids, because she had a daughter that was handicapped as well. So she had a lot of challenges there herself, but you can't pass on knowledge if you don't know knowledge, you know. So she passed on, of course, I'm a great cook because she taught me how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
But far as another thing, I didn't have the father figure, nor did I have the role model in my life that I needed. I just explained this to somebody just yesterday, so it's kind of funny that we're talking about this. I didn't have the role model in the life that I needed. But what I did know in life, I didn't want to be on the welfare system because I hated them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want my kids to have to grow up in a project because of where I come from. So I said I had to look within myself to pull the person out that I want needed to be. I had to become my own role model to get to where I was. And then when I learned how to love myself first, which we're talking about the self-love that's going around, it all starts with loving yourself first. Then the thing I see here, you say follow your heart, which is your dreams, and follow your dreams. So you have to get to the point. What I want to instill in my kids is that if it is to be, which is an old saying, it's left up to me. So sometimes when you don't have that window to look out to find that role model, you got to look in within yourself, and you got to be true to yourself, and you got to be honest with yourself. If it doesn't, if you want it to happen, then you got to make it happen. You can't just expect. Now the Bible, you know, does talk about opening doors and stuff, that God opened doors that no man can close, and he closed doors that no man can open. That's a wonderful thing, because some of the doors that God kept me out of were the ones I needed to be out of. And sometimes we try to pry in those doors and get in those doors. But the doors that we in this sector right now with the women that we're, you got to find yourself first, because sometimes when you meet another woman that's really sharp, then you become intimidated.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And it's not about being intimidated. It's about how can I, because the Bible does say iron sharpens iron. How can I take this powerful woman, because Crystal is a very powerful woman, and how can I not let my jealousy, you know, because some of us about jealousy, you see people doing powerful things, you become envious, you become jealous. How can I teach my daughter it's okay to be in the presence of another powerful woman, because that's how we learn. That's how we sharpen each other. You know, sit at her feet and learn something. You know, Martha and Mary got in trouble for that, because one was jealous because one was working and the other was at the feet. Man, I want to be at the feet of these powerful women, because learning from somebody else helps you to pass the torch down to your daughter and to her daughter. So that for me is know yourself first. Be honest with yourself. Love yourself first. I mean, you don't have the role model. Create it within yourself. And then don't be selfish once you create it. Spread it. Learn how to pull somebody else up. That's the advice I've gave my kids.
Well, that's a good advice right there. Great advice, you know, and to continue on and do that. And we need to spread it more.
Yes.
More every day. That's why over here, I grind every day.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a day go by, 7 days a week, sometimes 24/7 or something. When I'm not sleeping, I grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that I'm doing. When I wake up in the morning, I get a cup of coffee and I grab that laptop. You know, I answer those emails. I get on the phone, look at them texts. I make phone calls before some of y'all go to work, you know. And I do this on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So because you're building your network, you're building your brand, you got people coming at you, you know, all kind of ways. And I just had the experience of doing the centennial. You know, I had all these documentaries came out, and I was on TV. You know what I mean? People were seeing me from all over this world on CNN and MSNBC, NBC, and all of these formats. And I was like, dang, man. I was talking to schoolmates that I ain't talked to in 35 years who found out, man, oh, man, I saw you on, hey, in L.A., I saw you on TV. And I'm saying to myself, wow, God has a way of doing what he's going to do. You know what I mean? But he asked us to do the work.
Right.
W-O-R-K.
Yes.
The reason you guys are sitting up here right now is because a brother did the work, you know, to make it possible so we can have a voice to the world as the world sees us and things. And because it ain't just for Bobby. I don't care. You know, shoot, I give up. I'm retired. I could just, hey, kick back and don't do nothing. but I do this for us, mm-hmm. you know, and I want you guys to participate, continue to participate, and do all we can do. We're going to take a little break, you know what I mean, and are we going to come back? Wow is in the house, y'all.
Yes.
They are in the house, and we want you guys to just support them in all endeavors. Before we go take the break, tell our audience how they can contact you.
You can go to our website, which is whownetwork.org. You can call us at 918-401-0771, or you can email us at info@wownetwork.org. We are also on Facebook at WOW, WHOW organization. It's the pink, purple, and blue butterfly. You cannot miss us.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a little pause for the calls, and we'll be right back here on the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way, and that's what we do.
Food on the Move and Wharton Comprehensive Health Services presents the drive-through COVID vaccination clinic, happening May the 11th, 2021, from 4 to 7 p.m. The first 100 participants receive 2-dose Modernas or the 1-dose Johnson & Johnson. If you want to skip the line, call now at 918-388-1990. Food on the Move every Tuesday on Greenwood. Let's go fresh, Tulsa.
How to order chicken wings. Number one, find a good wing spot.
I know a wing spot, Max Wings.
Number two, decide if you want a combo or if you want to order a la carte.
Huh? What's that?
Well, combos come with chicken, veggie sticks, fries, and a drink for a discounted price. A la carte means that you order each item separately.
Ah, okay.
Three, decide if you want bone-in, boneless, or cauliflower wings, and then determine the delicious flavor you want on your wings.
I didn't even know cauliflower had wings.
You learn something new every day. Have you been to Max Wings?
Yep.
Wings is located at 782 East Pine Street in Tulsa. We're open Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and on Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Come to Max Wings, home of the dry rub fry.
North Star Security and Private Investigation provides over 35 years of experience to ensure your security and investigation needs are met. Our officers are CLEAT and state certified. If you're seeking employment, stop by our website at www.northstarsecurityandpi.com. For details on quotes and employment opportunities, call today at 918-248-6592. That's 918-248-6592. North Star Security and Private Investigation.
Hello, Tulsa. This is Janetta Cole with Sunday Dinner and More by Janet, your weekend soul spot, every Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. We're located 531 East Apache in the historic Apache Circle Center. Of course, during these times, it's carry out only, but you can call 918-951-5143. That's Sunday Dinner and More by Janet.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way. Part of Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, we got a lot going on down here. We got a lot of history. So you can dial the number 646-716-5525, and don't forget to press the one button. Wow is in the house. We got a couple of new people on the panel right here. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Maya Trelevin.
I would be the great, wonderful Felicia Jones.
Okay.
And I'm Tanisha Scott.
Hey, welcome to the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way. And you guys from Tulsa? Are you from Tulsa?
Yes.
Not at all.
No? Yeah? Well, you are you from Tulsa?
I was not born in Tulsa.
Okay.
I've been here for quite a bit of time. So my family is are natives of Tulsa. So
okay.
Black Wall Street roots. So mm-hmm. I consider myself a Tulsa native.
So how did you become a member of WOW? How did that connection take place?
So the connection to WOW took place because of my affiliation with BWBO, and I participated in an event with WOW, and I just believe in supporting other women. So I saw what the organization stood for, and I met Crystal immediately. Got on board.
So you guys just hooked up and connection right there, and bam, bam, huh?
There was an event that took place. I participated in the event. I saw what the organization was about, and it was no question for me to just go ahead and participate and become a member.
Great, great. Alicia.
Yes, I am now. I'm great, Bobby. Thank you. I am now a new member of BWBO, too. I like that. But I've been a member of WOW since May.
May of this year?
May of this year,
okay.
Yeah. Actually, it was right after we did our first interview here, and I became a part of the book. Because actually, when we were doing the radio interview, Crystal was then searching. Was it May, Chris? Well, it was May, I believe. Crystal was searching for different women to march to be a part of the book, and I was just like, hey, I could be one. And I'm actually so glad that I stepped out on faith and choosing to ask her and her accepting me to be a part of the book, because it is now the best experience I have going on in my life right now.
Oh, well, good, good. What about yourself?
I met Crystal through a former employee, a coworker that she and I knew.
And your name is?
My name is Tanisha Scott.
Okay, Tanisha.
And he kept telling me, I need to hook you up with this lady. You guys remind me of each other. You're so passionate about helping other women. So I was like, oh, okay, give her my number. And some weeks went by, and he literally contacted the both of us and hooked us up in Messenger and was like, hey, Tanisha, this is Crystal. Crystal, this is Tanisha. You guys need to link up. And we've been linked ever since.
Ever since. Wow. So in the Tulsa region, how many ladies are in Tulsa, would you say? Is that a big number? Too big a number?
Plenty. Uh-huh. A lot of women.
Ooh-wee. Okay.
I don't think there's enough men plus women.
Yeah, well. Probably not. You know, nine times men might be scared. You never know about that. But what are some of the things that put it like this. Let's talk about this book.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Who Crystal came up with the idea of the book, or who came up with that idea?
Tamora.
Yeah, it sounds like something she'd be trying to do. Is she still in here? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So Tamora came up with the idea for the book, and then you guys start moving forward on it, right? And each of you guys have a segment in the book?
Yeah.
Is that the way it works?
Yes.
So what's your segment?
My segment is actually on perseverance.
Perseverance. What can you tell us about perseverance? Since you got a segment on it. You know what I mean? What can you tell us?
So I think that all of us spoke about, it's very personal, and we just kind of talked about different journeys in our life. And I think that every one of us can, I think anybody can relate to perseverance and overcoming things. Mm-hmm. And I think that in order to overcome challenges, everybody faces obstacles, you know, different types of challenges. I don't know any person that hasn't had a setback, that hasn't experienced failure.
Right.
And in order, either you can stay down or you can persevere and overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, you know, part of the thing. That's just a tremendous part of my journey. And I think that, you know, in the first segment, you know, you talked about a lot of different challenges in our community and a lot of different things going on. And I think you can come from the perfect family and you still experience challenges. You still experience setbacks. You still have obstacles and different things like that that you have to overcome. And you can have the greatest tool set, but if you don't know how to actually apply those tools, and if you are not prepared to actually, you know, like you talked about how you wake up every day and you grind, you know, you have to be willing to do that. That's part of persevering. And so some people, you know, when you get down, you stay down. But perseverance is just part of being able to overcome those obstacles. And, you know, you have to face those challenges and, you know, just face them and go through.
I absolutely love the word perseverance because being my segment of my book is called Taking Control Over My Life. And that's just me going through the abuse mentally, physically, being molested, being a foster child, domestic violence, you know, all that stuff. And just being able to still have perseverance to see my life in a better light. This is not my life. You have to see yourself greater than your situation. And so it's just me standing up and saying, you guys don't make my life. I make my life.
Have any of you guys did any therapy?
Yes.
Huh?
I have.
You have?
I did as
you
a kid.
Therapy? Well, I'm talking about as an adult.
I have.
Yeah, you have? How was that for you?
Going in, I was very reluctant because from where we come from, it's not what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in my mind, I was like, I'm not crazy. I don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
But I had someone to have to explain to me. It has nothing to do with you being crazy.
Right, for sure.
But it's a tool to help you to get through some of the things that you're going through. And so I took the step of doing so, and it really helped me to understand why I was dealing with what I was dealing with. Cause I was like battling depression, anxiety. I just had a whole lot of life bottled up inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And going to therapy, it really helped to put the puzzle pieces together as to why I was going through what I was going through, and helping me to understand it wasn't my fault. Because I think a lot of the things we go through, we think we caused it. But it can be some things that you've endured in your childhood,
mm-hmm.
in your high school years, in your early adulthood. I mean, it can be a wide gamut of things.
Oh, for sure.
And I believe that going to therapy helps us as a people because it gets us out of the mindset of we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
What stays in this house, what goes on in this house stays in this house.
Well, that's because of what we've been told.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I feel like therapy truly helped me to understand who I am and what I'm going through and how I can get past other obstacles that I'm going through. That's why my title in the book is Conqueror, because
mm-hmm.
I truly had to conquer a number of things,
mm-hmm.
Good, bad, indifferent. But
yeah.
I believe therapy truly helped me to become the conqueror that I am.
I had to go through some therapy, you know. I'm a musician by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I traveled the world, and I was on tour with a lot of legendary people playing that bass guitar. And I did a lot of drugs. I did a lot of alcohol. I had women coming after Yang Yang. You know what I mean? And I was trying to realize, I didn't realize how destructive I was,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how disrespectful I were to females,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I just thought, hey, this is what I'm supposed to do. But when you go to therapy, they make you aware of that behavior and where it comes from.
Right.
I had to realize that comes from some of my childhood,
right.
seeing domestic abuse and all of this stuff going on. And, you know, me and Charlie Wilson was just talking about that because we talk every 2 weeks and of what we went through, you know, and it took us a long time to clean up our lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, and wow, it just took us a while to get clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been clean and sober since 92. You know, and it's still going, and I'm like, I'm in the mode of helping people now,
yeah.
giving back, you know, sharing the experience. I tell young people this all the time. I say, look, you guys need our wisdom. You do.
Mm-hmm.
You need our wisdom. I got all this gray on my chin, but I say, we need your energy.
Right. Yeah.
You got the energy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't run like I used to run. You know what I mean? And so if we help each other, you know, in those areas, and some of these old folks get off their roofy two feet
mm-hmm.
and start sharing information,
mm-hmm.
you know, of how to have some good standards in life, you know, and how to do some things. how to become a husband, mm-hmm. how to become a wife, mm-hmm. you know, and get back. See, what I see these days, a lot of division between African-American relationships with the modern day young people and stuff. They're not getting together. Guys ain't want no women. Women ain't want no men. I can do it all by myself. I don't need nobody, you know, and I'm like, man, where is this all coming from? You know, really, where God made woman for man.
Yeah.
That's the order. He designed that. He took the rib out of a man and made a woman to be a helpmate to her mate.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, why isn't that being implemented, especially for those who call themselves Christians? You know what I mean? Why some of them don't follow that methodology. You know, but therapy will help you understand.
Absolutely.
You know, your behavior and your attitude and why you act the way you act, you know. Now that's just me sharing a little food right there. Because I had to look at myself, the man in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do that, you say, wow, man. You know, and no material stuff or finances or money is going to help you with that. You're going to always have to look at that man or that woman in the mirror and say, man, what can I do to better my life and to help others better their lives? So when you do that, so let me get off my soapbox right quick, you know, because I can go all day about this. I talk about this stuff all the time and what we can do as far as bettering ourselves and our lives. What do you guys think that women need to really be aware of these days? Because I know sometimes men, we're not accountable for our actions a lot. And I believe some females are not accountable for their actions either and don't want to hear certain stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, certain truths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk about certain things and they are men and women, you know what I mean? So what do you think it is?
So I'm fortunate. I've been married for 27 years.
Uh-oh, married woman.
I'm a mother of, sons as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my family, we say teamwork makes the dream work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to, you know, even like with this book, we collaborated with one another. I think it's important to, earlier we talked about, you know, iron sharpening iron. I have a strong base of, you know, I stand on the shoulders of, you know, strong women, you know, and strong men from my, you know, family. I'm from the Bell generation. So I don't know if you are familiar with like Bell's Barbecue that was right up the road.
Come on,
yeah. So that's my, you know.
Bell's on Greenwood.
Uh-huh. So that's my.
I used to go there after the club all the time.
That's my DNA.
Club closed down, we going to Bell's.
That's right.
Get some barbecue.
That's right. So
mm-hmm.
that's my route.
Oh, look at that. mm-hmm.
I come from a very strong lineage.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm very proud, and it's important for me to continue to make them proud.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you a question. Do you follow your husband's lead?
Absolutely. But
or do you lead your husband?
I don't have to lead my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I don't have to lead my husband is because he's a leader.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
come on now.
Yes. When you have a lead, and when he is a leader, and the thing is that I trust him and he trusts me too. So the thing is that I'm the yin to his yang and mm-hmm. he's the yin to my yang also.
Yeah, okay.
So
teamwork makes the dream work.
Teamwork makes the dream work. So mm-hmm. there may be things that I have, that I may have some strength where I'm strong, and then there may be things that I'm weak in. So, but at the end of the day, he's my protection. He's my covering. So there are things that I know that I am incapable of doing. You know, we started a business last year in transportation and logistics. So for the back office and for environmental health and safety, you know, I'm all up in that. That's my niche, you know, when it comes to engineering and quality and things of that nature, that you speak in my language.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when it comes to, you know, technical things as far as driving the truck and different things of that nature, I don't get in his lane. I know my lane,
You know what you can do, and you let him do what he do.
That's right.
And you guys come together and
we
make it work.
We come together, and teamwork makes the dream work.
That's
and
why you've been together 27 years.
That's right. And my daughter that's sitting over there, she learns the business.
Mm-hmm.
What I do, she does.
Okay.
So, you know, she compliments.
You're passing it down.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so when you talk about, you know, just like you talked about, you know, how we are supposed to be able to share things with our younger generation. You know, I have 4 children. And we have to be relatable. You know, my grandfather passed away a few years, mm-hmm. Several years ago, and he was 100 years old. But she knew more about him than, I mean, and I was very close with my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
But when something was going on, my daughter would say, hey, something's not right,
mm-hmm.
because of that connection with her great-grandfather. And she would say, Mom, I'm talking to him, and something's not right. So you need to do something.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Any other of you guys married?
I am.
Oh, okay. Y'all married, huh?
Divorced.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, I've done that twice. I've done that 2 times, you know. So, you know, it is what it is. So how is your relationship with your husband?
My relationship with my husband is excellent.
Excellent. She said excellent. Okay.
28 years total.
Oh, you're into big numbers too, huh?
Yeah, I like big numbers.
Yeah, big numbers right there. 28 years. And when your husband makes a decision that you say, oh, don't do that, because I know you probably have in 28 years,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do that, I wouldn't so-and-so,
mm-hmm.
and he goes out and he makes that decision and it fails,
mm-hmm.
do he come back to you and say, baby, you told me so? I shouldn't have did that. Or do he just stick to his guns and don't listen to what?
No, he has. He has come to me and said, you know, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my job to beat him over the head and say, well, you should have listened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not my job. I still support him in whatever it is.
Right.
He does.
You don't beat him up, huh?
Earlier on, maybe.
In the relationship. Was you beating your husband up when y'all first got together?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, no. I had some anger issues. We'll say that.
You had some anger issues.
Uh-huh.
And how did you deal with those anger issues?
Counseling. My husband.
Mm-hmm.
He just had to put it in my face. Like, that's not cool to hit on people. How would you feel about
you was hitting on him?
I mean,
well, you beating the man
I
down?
The fist. No, he's not. He's not that type of man. I
okay.
give you that.
He ain't never hit you with his fist
absolutely
inside the head.
Not.
Okay.
No.
With no violence domestically like that. But it was you.
It was me.
Okay.
It was me, and I can admit that now.
Mm-hmm.
People that know me wouldn't think that,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, it was some anger issues that I had. And from my background, what I knew was fight.
Just fight.
That
go
goes back
it.
To that counseling. You know, you do some things and you don't know why you do it. It just happens. But I learned when you're in a certain environment, you see certain things. To you, it's normal. To the outside, it's not. So when I would get angry, that's what I did. But it took my husband, and I've told this, I think I put this in my first book, but I've told people that my husband taught me how to love.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's the
other
way around.
So before that, you didn't know how to love?
I didn't care to love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it wasn't necessary, huh?
No.
Mm-hmm.
So he taught me how to love, not only how to love, but to love myself, you know. So when you see us, it's like I don't want to say brother and sister, that's not kind of, but we're like so connected.
Like soulmates.
Yes, like we have this thing, you know, like what's funny to us may not be funny to someone, or we can say a certain term or a certain word and we get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of laughter in our house, and that's what.
That's good.
Yes, it's a lot.
I love that.
It's a lot of laughter.
When you got laughter and you can have fun.
And that's after the kids have left.
Uh-huh.
We're at home. It's just us. You know,
oh, okay.
Yeah, our kids
are
grown
and gone. Huh?
Yeah, so when I always tell people, don't do it for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually those kids grow up and they move out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're left with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't care, love, like, or whatever word you term you want to use, that person, you're stuck with that person. If you can't have a conversation with that person after the kids have left, what type of quality of life will you have growing into your senior years? Mm-hmm. You know, so we've always made it a point to listen, not to just disagree with each other, but to actually hear each other out. So when we have, if someone has an idea, because my husband supports me on everything that I do, and some of it has failed, mm-hmm. but he has always heard what I've said and said, okay, if that's what you want to do, do it. Some of the things didn't work out, but he didn't come back to me and say, I told you so. Mm-hmm. He would just say, didn't work. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm the same way with him. We have to stop bashing each other over the head with, I told you so. That's not how marriage works. It's just not.
You're right. You're right. What about you?
I've been married for 8 years.
That's a long time, too.
Yeah, it is long. She said that her husband taught her how to love. I think my husband gave me a space to love. Like, I had so much love in me, but I was giving it to the wrong people. Like, I was loving people that were hurting me, thinking that I could show them a better way. So I think my husband just gave me that safe place to love, which enhanced made me the person that I am today. Without him patching up those holes that was inside of me, I wouldn't have been able to be the woman that I am today, to be able to train up my daughter the way I have, support my son, like I do, because that's what I feel like I was just really put here to be a servant, to be a servant to God's people. I was raised in a church. My grandma used to walk me to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, sometimes Tuesday, Thursday. So I didn't come from the broken background as everybody, but it was broken in my eyes, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So him coming from a totally different space, he was raised by older people, and I love old people. Mm-hmm. We clicked. yes, I was a nursing for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love it. The best years of my life. But I was at the end, you know, I was at the end of people's life. So I wasn't able to love like I wanted to. So it was draining. And now the WOW organization has given me the opportunity to love at the beginning, mm-hmm. to love where it's needed, you know, to mm-hmm. To get in the struggle and teach as we go through, like some of the things that we've been through, abusive relationships,
mm-hmm.
the break of the communication with our parents coming from a totally different era, them not understanding. So my husband has really like been patient with me, enough to where I could love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Felicia, me and you, we them divorcees, so you know what I mean. I'm not in a current relationship. I don't know if you are.
No, I'm not.
And how do you feel about getting into another relationship and going forward in your life? Or do you think that you may need to wait and, you know, take care of you, or is it about you, or what?
So right now, it's not just about me. It's about me and my kids, because the person that I bring in my life has to be willing to accept me and my kids. Nowadays, men are so into just what they're getting out of you that they don't even care what's connected to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you have to understand something when you make a blatant statement like that, is expectations of a man is to be a protector. And if you come with a lot of children and things like that, he has to take that in consideration. Well, how am I going to handle this situation right here? And the expectations from the, this is just Bobby talking here, from the female, not should be always that he's got to be 100% obligated to just take care of you and all of your children, because they have fathers and stuff in their lives as well. Because if you're not getting along with your baby's daddy, and this man got to take on that, you know, he's got to take on a whole lot of responsibility, you know. So you have to have a communication with that man, and he has to be willing to accept that. So So if he's not willing to accept it, just don't fool with him, you know? And that's what I say. I've seen a lot of men. Man, I talked to a man, but she got four kids. And I say,
that's my number.
You know, she said, she got four kids, man, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to deal with that, man, because two of them kids, baby daddies, they be fussing and fighting, and I just don't know if I want to. I said, well, what about her? She's nice and stuff like that, but, man, you know, sometime, man, I'm going to take her out, I got to feed her and all the kids, you know. So that's the kind of stuff that some men feel that they have to endure with a woman with a lot of children.
Well, can I chime in on back on that? Because
yeah.
Since you threw my number out there like that,
well,
I'm just
okay,
saying.
Yeah, I didn't throw your number out.
That's,
I guess I
that's
did.
That's my number.
Yeah, that's
you know,
number. Uh-huh.
I have four beautiful kids, three
right?
boys and one girl.
Great.
And one thing I can say is that my expectations of a man is to not come in and to fully support a woman that has been holding down her household with no help. I can say I stand on my own, and I'm not expecting a man to come in and just say, hey, I'm going to buy everything your kids need. I'm going to take – I got to take you and your kids out every time. You can pay me some attention, but every now and then, if you're trying to be a part of this family, you have to build that relationship. You just can't jump in and jump right out, jump in and jump right out. You know, you have to build a relationship. So that may be.
But your expectations should become gradually.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be – a thing to where you're just looking at that right off the bunt. It has to come gradually. A man that comes to a woman with four children, think about that. Four children. He has to gradually win those kids and win that woman and gradually do that if he wants to accept the fact that it's a woman with four children. If she can't expect him to just be blah, 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 and so on. If he ain't doing this, he ain't doing that. You can't have those expectations just like that. That's not going to happen to an alpha male.
Correct.
I ain't talking about no beta males.
Correct.
You know, there's a difference between an alpha male and a beta male.
Yeah.
A beta male will just go for whatever you tell him to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, alpha male going to say, wait a minute, look here, I'm going to look at this situation, and I'm going to see, I like her a lot. But we going to have to work some things out.
Right.
That's what the alpha male going to do. You know what I mean? And if you're not meeting alpha males, then it's going to be that beta male conditioning. And you're not going to be able to dominate no alpha male.
Exactly.
I'm just going to tell you straight off the bat. You cannot. Your husband's an alpha male, right?
Absolutely.
Your husband's an alpha male, right?
Yes, he is.
You ain't going to be able to dominate him
no.
when he got his mind made up to do something. Yes.
I was just going to say this. My husband is an alpha male as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been married for 8 years, and he has kids outside of one kid outside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I came into the marriage with three.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of problems with people on the outside. Like, oh my God, you can't be with her or marry her. She has so much baggage because he only had one kid. And it doesn't change overnight. It does not. But my husband loves my kids from the 24-year-old that I have down to the 11-year-old here, where you wouldn't even know if I didn't get on this radio station and say this,
mm-hmm.
that he's not their father. Like, no one even knows, to the point to where, I mean, they greet him before they greet me, like, you know, I mean, like, seriously.
But they had to grow to that, right?
They really did, and it took some time. It really did. It took some time, and it was even more than time. It took communication
mm-hmm.
and understanding what you really wanted and what I wanted and what he wanted out of the marriage. It does.
But you got men now thinking that they can just hop into a relationship and automatically tell you what you need to do with your kids.
No, that's not true.
No.
That's the kind of men that you're meeting. See, that's what that
yeah.
is. Don't say that. Don't put all men in one box, because we are not in one box.
I'm not putting
that's the kind of men you meet.
I
you
have
know?
Met, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, that's the kind of men that you are meeting.
Yeah, and I'm changing that cycle real
listen,
quick.
Listen, because it's like this. If you meet a thug, he's a thug.
Yes.
And if you lay down with a thug, he's a thug. So what it is you You can't meet thugs.
Yeah.
Don't meet no
right.
thugs. Yeah.
When we talk about meeting thugs,
mm-hmm.
not to pat myself on the back, but to pat myself on the back.
Yeah, you going to pat it on, huh?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm
going to
go ahead and do
go
that.
Go on, pat yourself now.
If you carry yourself a certain way and act a certain way, you get what you, whatever bait you use.
That's right.
I've said this before. When women are saying, well, I keep getting the same men. Well, what kind of bait are you using?
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, I don't get very many thugs I don't get anyone. I'm married, so I'm not looking for anyone. But I'm saying I didn't come across very many men, beta men, because they would look at me and say, she's not going to play with me. So if I carry myself a certain way, I wean out the betas.
Mm-hmm.
Only the alphas will be attracted to me because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for a strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Did this become a one-on-one for me?
No.
Please don't. Please
No.
But I'm just saying that because I mentor women, and I don't mean it in any negative way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying there's a way to wean them out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it goes back to what he said earlier, looking at yourself in the mirror, looking at the man in the mirror, saying, what is it I'm doing that's attracting these type of people? And it's not just men. It's friends. It's family members. It's a wide gamut of people that you attract, mm-hmm. and you can't figure out, why am I attracting these particular type of people? And sometimes it's something that you have inside of you. And then you'll notice when you change that person that you are or you were,
yeah.
you start attracting a different group of people.
Say that.
And they're better people. You begin to know who your people are. So it's not just men. It's just people in general, if
mm-hmm.
that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what it is. I believe that. It's people in general. This is what the old saying, birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And if you out here and that's all you looking at one particular type of person that turning you on, because I hear a lot of stuff about good girls like bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't heard that term before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so if you like bad boys, you're going to get some bad stuff.
Yes.
You know, that's what you're going to get. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just wanted to say this. You asked me, well, do I see myself dating or just paying attention to myself now or in the future? Right now, my focus is just on my family, which enabled to have my family together, I have to have me together. A man is not my focus right now. So,
and that's good.
As far as you also asked a question earlier about having counseling, that's something that I looked into for the first time as an adult, haven't really started, but that is something that I do plan to do before I even get into another relationship, because I have to figure out what is the problem, not necessarily saying I am the problem, but something needs to be done differently as far as whatever I am attracting. But I do know that the next thing that I get into will be the next the big thing, and it will be the last thing.
And that's what you just said, is we have to get ourselves together,
mm-hmm.
first,
yes.
to be in a relationship with ourselves before we can be in a relationship with anybody. Oh, from a man's standpoint, I'm going to tell you ladies something. One thing, I'm going to tell you the things that a man, a male, alpha male, looks for. An alpha male, first of all, out of everything, the first thing that he looks for is your beauty.
Mm-hmm.
We men will be together and they'll see a woman walking, woo-wee, look at that. Oh, man, she looked good. And he's got sex on his brain because we are sexual beings.
Mm-hmm.
We are. I mean, I just got to admit it to you. We're sexual beings, you know. The second thing we look at is, can she communicate?
Mm-hmm.
What's her femininity is like?
Yes.
You know, what's her femininity? Is she feminine or is she masculine? And if she's masculine, they say, guys, tell me, I don't want to feel like I'm talking to another dude. I want to talk to a woman, you know, a feminine woman who's got femininity. And, you know, can she communicate? You know, can she remain a certain way, and every time I talk to her, she's in that same space because it comes natural for her to be so, you know. So that's what men, I'm a man, and that's what Dale over there sitting in the corner would actually feel like, and that's how men think. We don't think like women.
Right. Yeah.
We just don't. We're not as emotional. I'm not saying, I mean, I'm just saying we're emotional, but we're not as emotional as you guys. Have you ever, for example, we can go to Walmart to get a pair of underwear, right? We're going to Walmart and we go to the men's section. We'll grab a pair of underwear. We'll head to the checkout stand.
Yeah.
Women can go in there to get some underwear. And you'll go in there pushing a basket. You say, oh, we need this. We need that. And the basket is full. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You guys can multitask. You can cook and hold a baby and talk on the phone at the same time. You can see things like we more straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get on y'all and hit it and quit it. And you know what I mean? Sometimes men want to do that. Men can have sex without any emotions or feelings behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying God made us different and our thought process is different. Mm-hmm. And Felicia was saying something like, she's got to work on herself first.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree, because
mm-hmm.
I got to work on me.
Right, we all do.
The marriages that I was in, I've been married twice. I thought the houses and cars and swimming pools and all that would be able to make it, but it didn't survive.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I was pointing fingers at her, everybody I'm pointing. I had to take that finger and turn around and point it at myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once I did that, I said, oh, man, I probably could have still been married if I had acted this way. Yes.
And that's kind of what the book is about. It's just about, like, everything that we have overcame, the struggles that we have been through that led up to now, whether we're divorced, single, and or never been married. That's kind of what, you know, what we wrote about and what the wow factor is about. It's just helping you get from where you are to where you need to be in
mm-hmm.
so many different eyes and walking in so many different shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's a great thing. Yes.
It's almost like the book is just speaking on every genre of life, whether it be from parenting to grief to healing to perseverance. Every chapter, someone can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say before we finish, I just want to say to Felicia, I don't want you to feel like you were targeted in that
mm-hmm.
conversation, because mm-hmm. that's not what we were
mm-hmm.
doing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just in general what we spoke about. And I'm just going to say publicly, we did that publicly. I'm going to apologize publicly if you felt that you were under attack or that you were being singled out for the conversation.
No,
we had.
No, me and Bobby didn't have this conversation before.
Oh, not,
so
not
Bobby already let me know that I have the woman's side of me and the man's side of me. So he said, I come out strong.
Okay.
So for all you men out there, just know I come out strong before you talk to me.
But yeah, the book, I feel like it relates to every walk of life. I guarantee someone has experienced something that one of us has written about.
Yeah.
That's
most
good.
Definitely. Most
great
definitely.
Book. What's the title of the book?
The Wow Factor.
The Wow Factor.
Yes.
And it's on sale?
Yes.
Where
yes.
can you get it at?
Amazon. On Amazon is what, $15?
We have, it's on. We
y'all
are,
better bring me a book. I want to read that.
I want to
read y'all's book.
I got a whole
everybody
box
bring
of them.
Me, everybody bring me books over here, and when I ain't got nothing to do, I'll scam through it and read it.
And each one of us also has our own link that
on
you can purchase,
okay.
purchase from us.
Purchase from you, huh?
Yeah.
So you going to purchase 13 books?
Who?
You. You, Bobby
what
Eaton.
What that
you
mean?
Got the Eaton show.
What that mean?
Okay.
Bobby might be broke.
You know, put it
mean?
On your taxes. You support the Wow
yeah.
Factor.
Yeah. Well, look here. We're going to take another little pause for the calls break. I got to pay some of these bills. You know what I mean? That's what they always say, man. Got to pay some bills and stuff like that. All right? Y'all stick around, okay? Hey, you're on the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way every Monday, Wednesday, 6 p.m., and on Saturdays from 12 to 2 p.m. Wow Factor's in the house. We're going to take a little pause for the calls and come right back. And, hey, that's it.
Hi, I'm Denise Parker with Midtown Embroidery. We do it all, from any type of promotional, from screen printing, embroidery, school uniforms, Greek lettering, workwear, monogramming. There's no job too big or too small and no location too far. Let us be your one-stop shop. We're located at 2808 East 15th Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74104. Our phone number is 918-982-3254. Our email address is denise.tulsamidtown@gmail.com. Thank you.
North Star Security and Private Investigation provides over 35 years of experience to ensure your security and investigation needs are met. Our officers are CLEAT and state certified. If you are seeking employment, stop by our website at www.NorthStarSecurityAndPI.com. For details on quotes and employment opportunities, call today at 918-248-6592. That's 918-248-6592. North Star Security and Private Investigation.
Hey, South Oklahoma. Welcome to Black Wall Street Tees and Souvenirs, where you can get the best Black-owned T-shirts, apparel, and souvenirs right here in the heart of Tulsa. For more information, please call 918-523-0608 or shop online with us at bwstshirt.com. And we hope to see you soon.
We're ready for life beyond COVID-19, beyond boundaries. It's time to move beyond, connect beyond, celebrate beyond, live beyond. And the vaccine is our best shot at getting there. Get your free vaccine at vaccinate918.com today. Brought to you by the Tulsa Health Department.
Did you know that sickle cell disease affects people from all races and ethnicities? Sickle cell disease can look like you, and sickle cell disease can look like me. You can carry the sickle cell trait and never even know it. The state of Oklahoma and Supporters of Families with Sickle Cell Disease Incorporated are invested in educating Oklahomans about sickle cell disease and other inherited blood disorders and traits. For more information, visit us at www.oksickleinfo.org.
If your credit starts with a 3, 4, 5, or 6, this is for you. Did you know that it's costing you to have bad credit? You can't get qualified for that house or apartment and you're paying high interest rates, along with paying high car insurance, and it may be costing you that job that you really want. What are you waiting on? Take more of a holistic approach. Pick up the phone and call the Credit Shiro at 832-642-1554 or text CAMP to 76626. With 13 amazing services, we restore and repair generations to come. Once again, call the Credit Shiro at 832-642-1554 or text CAMP to 76626. If you know better, you do better. Only the Credit Shiro can help you to save the day.
All right, hey, we're back on the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way in the heart of Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, we're back. We got the wow factor in the house. I'm say wow. And if you'd like to donate to Eaton Media Services and all of what we do, because we really need help over here a lot of times, you know. Come by 1533 North Norfolk here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We got a donation bucket here in the studio. People donate for to help our youth, Juice Radio Show. And we're trying to take them to New York so we can use some help, you know. And if you're out of state or out of the country or wherever you're at, email us at eatonmusic2@gmail.com. EATON music2 @gmail.com. You know what? I'm going to throw out my cell phone number. That's something I normally don't do. But hey, it's going out right now. You can call Bobby Eaton at 832-443-9499. That's a Houston number, not a Tulsa number, because I lived in Houston for 22 years. So with that being said, we're back to the WOW organization of great women doing great things. And oh, we can just get a little shift around right here. Hey, lady.
Hey, Bobby.
What's going on with you?
Life, and I love it.
Life as you love it.
Yes.
Now, we've been talking about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about you guys. Let's talk about this book.
Sure.
You know, so this book, every lady in here has a segment,
yes.
right, in yes. this book.
Mm-hmm.
So what came to mind? What you just decided, well, hey, let's do a book.
Well, we have monthly meetings with each other, and then coming into communication, fellowship, no, that's a church word,
mm-hmm.
fellowship with one another, these ladies were so interesting to me and their lives. And I was like, you know what, Crystal, we have a room full of people that the world needs to hear and to read about. And so that's how it came about. Why don't we write a book? Why don't we have each one of the ladies write a book? And it's not even half of us in the book. The idea was to have, you know, the whole group of us write the book, and then just the wow factor, just to do something different that we wanted to do, to present to the world that, you know, we don't just sit and look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all actually are some powerful people and do some great things. So that's how it came about, giving the light on wow, the organization itself, and then just illuminating the women in the group is
mm-hmm.
how that came about.
I've kind of noticed, I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but there's becoming a new thing, a new trend of women getting together, writing books. And if you put in your part, you put in your part. Everybody's kind of doing that. And Victoria, you have a book, right?
I do.
Tell me about your book. You ain't never brought me one.
I'm sorry.
You know, you ain't never brought me your book. Okay.
Okay, so my book is called In the Beginning.
Okay, In the Beginning.
Yes, and it's part one of my testimony of how I came to Christ.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I wrote that book in 6 weeks.
So you got a spiritual book, huh?
6 weeks.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, I wrote a little
books,
bit of it
books,
every day.
Books, books, books. I'm in the process of documenting my story. I've got some film crews and stuff, and, man, it's going to be crazy for me. I don't know what I'm going to say. You know?
Yes, you do.
They say just get in there and just talk it. And tell your story. So I guess I'll start from childhood and I'm going to tell it all. I'm going to talk about Ike and Tina. I'm going to talk about Charlie
okay.
Wilson.
I want to read
about it. I'm
going to
talk about everybody. Natalie Cole, I played with her. And I'm going to talk about the good and the bad. You know, and I'm just going to tell it all. You know, I'm going to talk about Bell's Barbecue.
That's right.
You know what I mean? All of that stuff come in there. You know what I mean? And, just life story, you know what I mean? I ain't going to fabricate nothing. I'm just going to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We can edit it and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good, though.
I think everybody has at least one book, you know, if you're brave enough to tell
right,
your
to
story.
Tell your story.
I think it's one of all of our lives because we all come from different backgrounds.
True.
Different experiences.
And you know what? You can put it off for a long time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just don't do it after people in your ear, man, you need to do it. You need to tell some of these stories, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just don't do it. But I'm getting ready to do it.
Do it.
You know, I'm just going to do it and see what happens because I want my children to know my story. You know, I told them they know a lot, a whole lot, but there's a whole lot that they still don't know. I want my children. I got three children that I love to death. I got my daughter, Taisha, she's
mm-hmm.
got three babies. You know, my little beautiful grandbabies. I got my son, Trey. Some of you may have met
mm-hmm.
him before. And I got my son, Darius. Now, Darius is down there with his mother in Houston. He don't want to come to Tulsa, so, you know. But I love them. They all get along well. And two baby mamas, you know what I mean? Well, no, one baby mama. Yeah, two baby mama. I'm tripping. Yeah,
only you know.
Two baby, yeah, two baby mamas, and it's all good in the neighborhood, and, you know, just trying to build a brand, share stuff, mentor people, you know, because kids is grown, like you said, and I got work to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like the fact that you said you were writing a book about yourself, because that's the next book. I have five granddaughters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want nobody to tell my grandchildren who they thought that I was, because people have so many
stories
mm-hmm. and perceptions and misconceptions. I was like, I want to leave a legacy in a book here, not just my life, things they can pick up, but something that they can read and say, this was my grandma, because
mm-hmm.
she let us know who she was, you know, because people have all type of stories that they can create
or
who
they
think that you are. But
yeah.
I want my grandchildren to know who their grandmother was. So
you
that's
know,
what
you got to be careful, because when I did all those documentaries, someone did a documentary on me that was narrated by a white person.
Mm.
And it was just a total narration. You know, it wasn't me talking or nothing. Mm. And, you know, and it says, Bobby Eaton, born Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Bobby Eaton is a radio host at KBOB 89.9. And they showed a white man with some headphones on and a microphone. Bobby Eaton's grandfather cut hair in the barbershop. They showed a white man cutting somebody's hair. And I said, man, look at this. This is depiction of not some truths.
Right.
You know, so you got to be careful.
When I before I met you, Bobby, I Googled your name because I've heard who you were. And I looked it up, and the white guy popped up. I said, huh? And
he's a wrestler.
Yeah. And then I was like, this can't be the right Bobby Eaton, is it?
No. He's a wrestler. Some people say, man, you used to wrestle? I said, no, that ain't me. But if you Google me, you got to do like Bobby Eaton music or Bobby Eaton song and Natalie Cole or Bobby Eaton. And, you know, that's the way you pull up all of my stuff.
Yeah, the world recycles people's names all the time. I remember I worked with a lady, and in the newspaper, I like to read the obituary part of it, right? Oh, my gosh, she died this. When I get to work, I get my hair blown back. Okay, she's sitting here. But anyway, I said, girl, did you know they got you in the paper? But it was somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, so we work, names
sometimes,
do recycle.
Right,
and
they do.
Yeah.
Sometimes people, I didn't think it was too many other Bobby Eatons besides my dad and my son. But when it's a wrestler named Bobby Eaton, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, that's cool.
I can't hardly find my name, though. I can't even go in the store and get my name on the little label that everybody get. I'd be like, okay, can y'all create one for me?
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy the things that we go through in life and where you're about in your, you know, in your life, in your everyday life. You know, sometimes, I'm just sharing this with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
With me being a musician, I was in Reese's one day, right, standing in line, and I heard myself come on the music, they were playing music, and I was just smiling, and I said, wow, these people don't even know they're listening to me. You know what I mean? But that's just something that you encounter from time to time in your life. You know what I mean? Or you don't know who you've influenced or who you've touched or, you know, things like that. I went to the crack house one day.
Mm.
Went to the crack house because someone I knew came over here, and she was crying, and she knew where her brother was at. And I didn't want to go over there. So I went over there with her. She took me over there. Man, I don't want to walk up here and knock on this door. But I used to smoke crack, too, at one time. So I knocked on the door, and nobody answered. So I said, ooh, I done escaped. And as I was walking back to the car, the door opened up. And they said, hey, man, what you want? I said, hey, man, is so-and-so in there? Yeah, he in here. He's been in here for 2 or 3 days. Yeah, we've been trying to get him out of here. And he came on out. I said, man, get your way on out of here. You know, I was all mad. Come here. You know what I mean? Come on to the car. And his sister got out the car and started crying. And they embraced each other. And both of them crying. Get in the back seat, man. You know what I mean? You up in here, man. You got a wife. And 2 kids at home, and they wondering where you at. So we took him, we brought him over here. And I said, before you go home, man, here's what we got to do. I say, do you want to get clean and sober? Do you want to clean your life up? Yeah, man, Bobby, man, I want. So I called 12 and 12, the halfway house, and some facilities, and got him in a facility.
Mm-hmm.
He cleaned himself up, and after 30 days, you know, they got some 30-day programs. He came back over here, man, thank you, man. His face all fat and stuff, you know what I mean, where he even ate and stuff like that. So you can help people.
Absolutely.
You know, and sometimes you got to take a chance and not be afraid to endure these things, you know what I mean, and to go into these places to talk to these single-parent moms.
Mm-hmm.
I run across a lot of single-parent mothers, you know, who bring their little boys through this door. And Mr. Eaton, I call a coach. I call 100 black men.
Mm.
I call somebody that I can put them in some type of program, some kind of mentoring male program,
mm-hmm.
so they can, because the coach going to make them do push-ups and make them run and stuff like that. So you got to do things to help our youth get involved and get them off them PlayStations and stuff, you know.
Well, that's the reason why you said well, we're using a book to help women. And that's the reason why we're encouraging all women to come out to the book launch next week. And
where is it at?
It will be downtown at the Central Library. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's from 11 to 1 Central Library. And we're just encouraging all women, you know, different backgrounds, everything, you know, it's a women environment and you men can come. Maybe you learn something, you know.
I'm going to step in here with you, Felicia. I mean, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
The library is downtown. Central Library is where we have the thing. But this room here is not even filled with all of the amazing women that are in the book. And if you just, we want you guys to come. I mean, children, men. I mean, we just really trying to promote not just the book, which is this book right here in my hand, which is called The Wow Factor, and you'll see a picture of all of us on here. I encourage you to really get the book, and I do appreciate the support of buying the book, but actually take a moment to read it, the book, because you'll learn something about Tamora in this book that you didn't know. Because we put faces on everywhere we go, and in some parts in our life, we love sharing with other people, and some people we can't share with other people. But I just want to encourage everyone. I know we have family. We have Mr. Bobby Eaton Radio that's been a blessing to even let us come on and talk about the Wow Factor, and it speaks for itself. I don't want anybody to think it's the W-O-W factor. Because there's a lot of books out there called The Wow Factor, but this here is a special book. This is called The Wow, W-H-O-W, Women Helping Other Women book. And you ain't going to find this one everywhere.
Right.
But, I'm not outside. But, you know, my thing is come out and support the book, because these ladies have taken time. And if you have never written a book or even just written, I do plays and write plays and poetry and stuff like that. If you have never done that, just to sit down to take time out of your busy life to even be in here. I know we did it. I know I submitted my paperwork, and I was telling the ladies today, it wasn't until I actually held this book in my hand that I actually cried. Because when I was able to open it up and not just see the other ladies' names and hear it, it was like, okay, that's me. And it was the reality really just, you know, sunk in that God blessed me enough to be able to share this opportunity. So please, please, please get the book. Please.
The book is an introduction of each one of us. And we just got through talking about relationships and don't want to go back to that because we want to stay on this book. But the thing is now for every guy that want to get to know anything about me, start with the Wild Book first. Okay? Start with the Wild Book. And if it's too toxic for you, stay away.
She's a wow factor. And the good wow factors, you can read how she overcame the obstacles that were set before. And we didn't create these obstacles. Sometimes it was just, you know, you're born, and they say the Bible said that your life is already predestinated. So when I had the breast cancer situation that I'm a survivor of, I was so mad at God because I was like, Lord, that wasn't supposed to be my life. But I appreciated it. So every story in here, even though we had some challenges that we had to overcome, I've learned to appreciate your story, because you guys took the courage, first of all, to walk through that and live through it and still be able to face whatever it is that had us down. So I appreciate everybody's story.
But, you know, some people got to understand, it takes a woman to hit rock bottom or to go to things to be that strong, beautiful woman that she stand before you today. Because for us to stand here and look beautiful and sit pretty and everything, we had to have some blocks that we had to overcome to build who we are today. So just because you may read something about us in this book, it may be a part of our past, but you need to pay attention to our present and who we are going to be in the future. Don't hold that against us. Just know that it took that to build us.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, I feel, you know, men, we love femininity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say that. The more feminine a woman becomes and the more respectful she comes with herself, the more she keeps her body parts closed, and stuff like that,
okay,
the more interesting she's going to become to a male.
But they looking for open doors.
No. Well, they always looking for men. I told you, men.
I thought we were staying on the
right, right.
That's
right,
my fault.
She went there, so I had to come on behind her with that. But yeah, and the book is a great thing to have. You know, I'm going
to
read.
I want you to hold it just to see how
it
feels. Feel. It's heavyweight.
Yeah,
it's
heavyweight. Yeah. Thick right here, huh?
It's got more than what you can handle.
I don't know if it got more than I can handle. I didn't handle a lot. You know what I mean? And I'm going to have to see. I'm going to go through this book and see what it's all about. You know, so it's a wow organization. I got you. The wow factor. Overcome. Okay, y'all got some scriptures in here and stuff, too.
Most definitely. We're based on that. I mean, life wouldn't be life without that, right?
Right.
You're talking about hope, self-confidence, me, you know, just different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got yeah, there's another breath. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Can I
just mention the ladies'
yeah.
names? Go ahead, lady.
So I just wanted to go back to a while ago when you were talking about how we can reach the youth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that is so important is being able to share your story, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because overcoming different obstacles, walking through things that can be particularly unpleasant, as well as having victories and successes are all a part of life.
Yes.
And as you mentioned before, the youth do get a bad rap, right?
Yeah, they do.
There are a lot of preconceived notions that people have about younger folks before even knowing what their story is.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we were talking about leading by example, another part of that is so important is being able to share some of the ugly things that you went through. Because when people see that you don't have shame attached to the things that you've gone to,
yes.
when you're no longer walking through guilt, walking through brokenness, walking through a shattered life, you're standing up very, very tall, right? You're no longer a byproduct of your circumstances. That's also what's going to inspire people. Because
mm-hmm.
instead of going and saying, oh, well, you are terrible because you've done this, this, and that, you talk about some of the terrible things that you do. You relate to people on a level of humanity that's important, I believe, in reaching the youth today. So I believe that because the women who are here, these are CEOs, these are businesswomen, these are folks who are doing incredibly prolific things within their life. They didn't just talk about those things. They talked about the uglier things. They talked about the sad moments. They talked about the things that folks looking at them don't immediately see. And we're using that as a tool, as an opportunity to have people latch on who might not otherwise, because they feel too much shame and regret with their actions and behaviors, to step into a room with women such as this. And so we hope that by shedding some light on the things that we've gone through, folks are inspired to be a part of WOW.
Yes.
Or just also be, you know, reach out to organizations that are trying to mentor other folks, because they're like, oh, well, I thought that they might misjudge me, but I see how these women are carrying themselves. I'm seeing the things that they're not afraid to talk about. Maybe I will do well reaching out to some of these programs and organizations that I hadn't before.
That's great. Great information right there. Okay.
Well, I just want to say this. If people don't understand the magnitude of what Crystal put into us as a whole, and even with Tamara working with her as
you're
president.
You're saying they don't understand.
Some. I'm just saying some, not
okay,
all.
Okay, okay. I'm just trying.
I'm not putting everybody in the basket.
I listen well.
I'm not putting everybody in the same basket, but some. You know, there are some people, like I was telling Crystal the other day, some people, they may hear your name, but they don't even know the hard work that she puts in, staying up late at night, or all the phone calls, all the meetings, and still being consistent, having a relationship with us ladies. Crystal, thank you.
Right.
I love Crystal. She's like a big sister to me now, and I'm pretty sure she has a spot with each and every one of you ladies now, but this is a connection that will never die, because we're family,
mm-hmm.
and that's just it. We're building bonds, and they're not breakable.
That's good. You ladies continue to do that. You know, you must bond together, share each other's stories, support each other in your endeavors or what you're doing in life. And if those who choose to be in a relationship that are not in a relationship, you know, build yourself to where you can become a wife or, a good wife, and that's what you want, because to be a good wife is something you guys got to figure out, because I'm a man, and I've had some wives, but some good wives, I'm going to say the ladies that have been in my life have been great females, and we must learn how to accept that, because you're the nurturers, you're the ones who bring the babies in the world. We're the men. We have civilized the world. The world, the infrastructure, the water supplies, the power plants, the buildings and everything that we stay in were built by men, but we haven't nurtured the kids, the children and stuff like that. That's why they call this Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to understand where our places are at. I don't expect you guys to build no building. You're not physically able to do that. Wait a minute, let me back up. You got some women that can get out there and sling a hammer, but that's a very minority amount of women. Some can pull a motor out of a car. Equal skill sets, equal pay. That's what I believe. If you can do it, then, hey, get paid for it, we got to all know our places and where we're at and what we can do, the do's and the don'ts. What I don't like is hearing people talk about when it comes to a man, which I am a man, mm-hmm. I don't need no man. Hey, I'm a shero who need a hero, and I don't need no scrubs and all the single ladies. When you start getting all that into your mind, you won't have no man, because you're not going to be looking for the kind of man that God has for you. Because you don't never know when he's going to show up. You never know when he's going to show up. So when you start feeling that way, then you're already erasing him out of your life. Because you could be doing that because of some bad past. And you just haven't worked on that part yet. The man that comes into your life could be right around the corner. He could be at the Quick Trip store.
Right.
Right in front of you. And you never know. So don't just get it in your mind that it's to cancel out a man or a woman. That's women, too. All women ain't Cardi B and Megan them. They don't act like that. So men got to do that. And the men, brothers, if you're listening out there, hey, man, you need to sharpen up your skill sets. I'm just
amen to that.
You need to sharpen up your skill sets, because Hispanic, they get it. They get the relationship side of it. They get the family structure side of it. They get, the financial side of it. They'll put all the Hispanic females to work fast food restaurants and come up in the rankings. And the guys will go out and do construction. And the grandmas will be the babysitters. And they all live in the same house. And they'll build up. And the old raggedy house that you don't want, they look at it. And 10 of them will go over there and rebuild it. They'll buy it for
cheap. They see opportunities.
They see opportunities. Mm-hmm. And we got to get back to those opportunities like Bell's Barbecue.
Absolutely.
And all these places. Like, that's what we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be a community.
Well, before we leave.
Yeah, go ahead and name the women.
We just want to
name these
women
in the book.
We want to say their names.
Yeah.
So there are 13 collaborators on this book. Felicia Jones.
Hello.
Tamora Henderson. Myself, Maya Trelevin. Is it Niecy?
Mm-hmm.
Niecy Graham. Marva Brown Thomas, Azure D. Sade. Angela Chambers. Leslie Simon, who's here today. Tanisha Scott, also here. Victoria
Udebua.
Crystal Ifakoye, who's also here. Glenda Porter and Chastine Ivory.
Yes. Good
great.
Job, ladies.
Great, great, great. Fantastic. Well, look here. We're coming to a close of the show, and it's been a great show. We've talked about a lot of stuff concerning women of WOW, and I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way. And those listeners out there, support these ladies. Once again, can someone tell us how to get in touch with you?
Facebook. Felicia Jones, at Styled by Maya T.
Victoria Debut on Facebook. I thought you meant the Wow Factor.
Well, I do. Wow Factor.
Okay.
That's okay. Keep going. You can give it a personal, too.
Yeah, we're going to do the Wow Factor. You can reach us on Facebook at the WOW. Well, it's called WOW Organization. Look for the butterfly because we are taking flight and we have flown.
Yes,
look for the butterfly.
Yeah, WOW.
WOW.
W-H-O.
W-H-O-W.
Yeah, got to put that H in there.
We also can be found on YouTube and on each other's pages.
Right.
Just look us up.
The main thing is Facebook with the WOW organization, and then you can reach out to us personally if you want to get a book from us personally. But thank you guys for your support.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having
us. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming out here on the Bob Eaton Show, okay?
Thank you.
Great. We're taking donations over here. I just want to let you guys know right now. We got a donation bucket right over there, so if you can contribute, that would be nice. If you come by 1533 North Norfolk, trying to take that Juice Radio Show to New York to the Breakfast Club, you know, so we want you to participate. Y'all help us out. Come on now. Don't be selfish. Tired of looking at white folks trying to give us money. You know what I mean? Black folks need to give, too. So I'm just saying that. Okay. Until the next time, have a good one.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the all-new KBOB 89.9 FM, Black on Black Community Radio.
Hey, South Oklahoma. Welcome to Black Wall Street Tees and Souvenirs, where you can get the best Black-owned T-shirts, apparel, and souvenirs right here in the heart of Tulsa. For more information, please call 918-523-0608 or shop online with us at bwstshirt.com. And we hope to see you soon.